let me move on to think about what this all means for individual careers and talent, because I think for each of us, we have to find our way as people in this economy, and it can seem a little scary if people aren't willing to do what it takes to succeed as individuals. So I think the first overall observation I would make is that companies are increasingly looking for people that have rare skills, rare capabilities, rare network connections, and it's going to be a really different way of working. And by the way, I think the millennials get this. You know, if you talk to your basic millennial and they're looking for, you know, what you can do for them at work, what they're really asking for is, let me build a network. Teach me new skills. Make me more marketable. The overall theme, I think, with a millennial-type workforce is, you know, I want to be more employable when I'm done working for you than I was before I started. And if you can't offer them that, they have no patience. And by the way, you know, yeah, sure, some of them are spoiled brats, but the rest really aren't. What I think they're adjusting to is this notion of a real difference in what loyalty means and in what, you know, an individual career is going to mean. I'll tell a story that to me just illustrates this beautifully. There's a consulting firm I knew that gave one of its young associates a project, a report to work on analysis, and they knew from past experience that such an analysis would typically take about 2 months. And lo and behold, she comes back in a week, and it's done. And they said, my God, how did you do this? You know, we know that's a two-month project. I mean, how did that work? She said, oh, well, you know, I called my friend who really knows statistics, and he helped me with that part. And I have this other friend that knows about market sizing, and she helped me with that part. And she just reeled off this list of about eight people that she'd mobilized, none of whom worked within that consulting firm. Now, you know, through baby boomer eyes, that sounds wild. I mean, that sounds just outrageous. How could you be doing this? But if you look at it from her point of view, yes, she asked them for favors. Yes, they helped her. And yes, she'll do the same for them in exchange. In effect, what they're doing is working in networks. And they're working in networks kind of regardless of the organizational container they happen to be in at the time. And it's just a really different way of working and a different way of thinking about what loyalty means and what being effective means than a lot of us grew up thinking about. So if you see this chart, right, there are really going to be shifts. We're going to go from organizational systems to this idea that what makes you marketable are your individual skills. You're going to go from having this sort of stable, mapped-out career path to increasingly more and more people are going to be going from gig to gig, you know. So there's a wonderful article, in fact, in this month's Harvard Business Review, talking about the tour of duty concept in employment. So instead of signing up for a career, you're signing up for a tour of duty. And you and your employer will negotiate what those tours of duty look like. Increasingly, I think individual superstars are going to be able to call their own shots. We're going to go from job hunting that happens once in a while to job hunting that's kind of a permanent career campaign, as in not what's my next promotion, but what's next, where do I go next? And increasingly, I think individuals are going to be responsible for managing their own careers.